A judge has signed off on a compensation agreement between the Catholic Diocese of Northern Alaska and about 300 people who filed claims of sexual abuse by clergy. The $9.8 million settlement hammered out in diocese bankruptcy proceedings means victims will be paid. Diocese spokesman Robert Hannon says the church has 30 days to comply with terms of the reorganization deal and get funds to claimants.
We are hoping to move in a matter of days the money over to accounts that can begin distributing payments to claimants. So it's not unreasonable to think that they would actually have money in their hands within 2 weeks.
Arbitrators have been working to assess victims' claims and assign payment commensurate with the severity of abuse. Tens of millions of dollars in additional compensation could come to victims from outstanding claims against two former diocese insurers. Under the settlement agreement, claimants' attorneys assume cases against the insurance companies. Hannon says legal barriers have barred the church from direct contact with abuse victims in recent years, but with that now behind it, the bishop will formally reach out to those harmed.
Part of the non-monetary obligations under the plan have him writing letters to victims, putting a general letter up on our website along with the names of perpetrators. And he'll have to go to villages, traveling quite a bit in the next year. But it's the core work we should be doing, and it's welcome.
The judges signing off on the compensation plan means the Fairbanks-based diocese can emerge from Chapter 11 and begin rebuilding its finances. Hannon says reduced endowment funds mean the diocese will have to operate leaner and look for new funding sources to continue serving parishes in Fairbanks and rural Alaska.